Hi there. The word for today is on the double standard. In Proverbs 4, verse 19, reading from the Message, Solomon says, "The ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. But the road of the wrongdoer gets darker and darker. Travelers can't see a thing. They fall flat on their faces." In 1966, Dr. Joseph Fletcher published a book which became a bestseller. It was called Situation Ethics. In it, he said love was the only standard for determining what's wrong and what's right. And the result was ethical chaos. Why? Because it allowed each of us to set our own standards, which changed from situation to situation. And to make matters worse, it's our natural inclination to go easy on ourselves, judging ourselves according to our intentions, while holding others to a higher standard and judging them based on their actions. For example, somebody who cheats on his taxes or steals office supplies still expects honesty from the company whose stock he buys and the business clients he deals with. That's what's known as the double standard. It's easy to get disgusted with people who failed the ethics test, especially when they've wronged us personally. But it's a lot harder to make ethical choices in our own lives. Understand this. When you operate on the edge of honesty, you invariably go over that edge. It may be possible to fool people for a season, but your deeds always catch up with you. Just as somebody may appear to profit temporarily from dishonesty, being truthful may sometimes look like a losing proposition, but both your pleasure and your profit will be short-lived, because ultimately we will all stand in judgment before God. And how will you look then? That's the word for you today.